AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The bands are back as the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade takes to the streets of Manhattan. Among the thousands of spectators, Sierra Guardiola.
It was wonderful. It was really exciting to see everyone out and about and all the floats go by. They're so big, so it was exciting to see.
Parade staffers and volunteers had to be vaccinated against COVID-19 and wear masks, though some singers and performers were allowed to shed them. There was no inoculation requirement for spectators, but Macy's and the city encouraged them to cover their faces. President Biden, First Lady Jill Biden deliver a Thanksgiving message.
You know, as we gather together again, our table and our hearts are full of grace and gratitude for all those we love. And as Commander-in-Chief, I'm especially grateful to our service members and their families for the sacrifices to our nation.
The Bidens, who are on Nantucket, were cheered by well-wishers as they traveled by motorcade to the Coast Guard station at Brant Point to meet virtually with U.S. service members from around the world and thank them for their service. Alabama's capital city, Montgomery, removes Jefferson Davis' name from an avenue, renaming the street after civil rights lawyer Fred D. Gray. Gray, who grew up on that same street, represented Rosa Parks and others in cases that fought Deep South segregation practices and was dubbed by Martin Luther King Jr. As the chief counsel for the protest movement. National Geographic's famed green-eyed Afghan girl is in Italy, part of the West's evacuation of Afghans following the Taliban takeover of the country. Sharbat Gulla gained international fame in 1984 after war photographer Steve McCurry's photograph of her with her piercing green eyes was published on the cover of National Geographic. This is AP News. What comes next for the three white men convicted of murder in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery?
Travis McMichael, his father Greg, and neighbor William Roddy Bryan all face a mandatory sentence of life in prison after Ahmaud Arbery was shot dead in Georgia. The judge will decide whether the men ever have a chance at parole. There's no sentencing date yet. The judge said he wanted to give both sides time to prepare. The McMichaels plan to appeal the verdicts. Bryan's lawyer says he plans to file new legal motions after Thanksgiving. Separately, federal authorities have charged the men with hate crimes, saying they chased and killed Arbery because he was black. That case is scheduled to go to trial in February. I'm Rita Foley.
It's not political, it's structural. For a third straight year, the Capitol Dome in Springfield, Illinois will be without holiday lights. Back in 2019, an engineering firm recommended the observation deck above the dome to be fortified before the lights are put up. That hasn't been done yet. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.